RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, and Focus News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Defense Minister Ria Misal affirms Defense Ministry must have intelligence body. Minister Luhut to bring issue on Papua to Australia. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Defense Minister Ria Misal Rajudu underlined the importance of having an intelligence body operating under his ministry. He explained in Jakarta on Monday that the intelligence body would be managed professionally to avoid overlapping responsibilities. He added that Defense Ministry Intelligence Department would be different from the National Intelligence Agency, BIN. Minister Ria Misal also remarked that only selected people would fill posts in the intelligence body and civilians would have the opportunity to vote for the department. He also added that he had brought up the plan in a discussion with President Joko Widodo. In addition, he presented an argument that a defense intelligence body is necessary since it is a part of the state defense endeavors. Indonesian Coordinating Minister of Political, Legal and Security Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan will visit Australia on Tuesday evening. For a bilateral meeting, he will bring up some strategy issues from terrorism to issue on Papua. After a coordination meeting at the Minister of Political, Legal and Security Affairs office on Monday evening, Minister Luhut stated that President Joko Widodo wants issue on Papua to be holistically addressed. Besides addressing the issue on Papua, Minister Luhut will also talk about the preparation of Indonesian delegation to Australia. National Police Deputy Chief Commissioner General Budi Gunawan said at the House at the Representative Complex in Jakarta on Monday that he will respect the decision of President Joko Widodo in nominating a new National Police Chief to replace General Badruddin Haiti, who is set to retire on July 24th. Budi is one of the strongest candidates to replace Badruddin as he is supported by the ruling Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle, PDIP. PDIP lawmaker Masinton Pasaribu said that General Budi had performed well as National Police Deputy Chief, particularly in securing the implementation of country's simultaneous regional elections. Meanwhile, the National Police Commission, or Kompolnas, submitted the names of National Police Chief candidates to President Joko Widodo on Monday. The potential candidates to replace Badruddin besides Budi include National Narcotic Agency, BNN, head Commissioner General Budi Waseso, National Counterterrorism Agency, BNPT, head Commissioner General Tito Karnavian, and Police Education Institute head Commissioner General Saprudin. Indonesian Investment Coordinating Board BKPN said that an Italian company that produces raw material for carpet has expressed an interest to invest in Indonesia and has prepared $20 million or roughly 278 billion rupiah. Head of the Investment Coordinating Board, Frankie Sibrani, said that the potential investor is currently mulling separate options for investment locations such as West Java, Banten, and Surabaya, adding that the company has expressed its plan to visit Indonesia in July. Nurul Ikhwan, an official of BKPN representative office investment promotion in London, said that the board will coordinate with Indonesian representative in Italy and its European marketing officer to meet the company's CEO with the Indonesian government and private sector. After the visit, the company is planned to apply for principal license for to the BKPN's One Door Integrated Service PTSP. The Regional Administrative Board of Indonesian Real Estate DPD RAE of Papua aims to build 5,500 houses in 2016, most of which are subsidized. It is part of the Housing Funding Liquidity Facility Program, LFPP. Head of the DPD RAE at Papua, Nelly Suryani, said in Jayapura on Monday that by the end of May 2016, RAE Papua is able to realize 26% of the target. She also claimed that there had been several problems such as decreasing consumerism. Moreover, government's policy, which aims to encourage investment, is still not well responded, thus development is stalled. She also pointed out that some people in the region have not understood about the permits they are still using or regulations. Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung said on Monday at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta that President Joko Widodo had instructed the National Development Planning Agency Bappenas and the Investment Coordinating Board BKPN to establish financing schemes or business plans for strategic projects. It said the decision is made to facilitate financing issues that the government is facing in implementing 225 projects. He made a statement after a limited cabinet meeting during which the progress of strategy projects is still evaluated. During the meeting, President Joko Widodo claimed that 86 projects, or 44% of the total project, had been implemented, while remaining 139 projects, or 56%, were in the planning stage. Pramono added that during the meeting, President Joko Widodo highlighted that amid the ongoing global economic slowdown, the 225 strategy project must address fundamental issues, namely to drive economic growth at both the national and regional levels. The last item, Indonesian rowing team took part in Asian Rowing Cup 1 2016, which was held on June 4th until 6th 2016 at Azadi Sport Complex, Tehran, Iran. The championship, to be held every 2 years, was participated in by 7 countries, namely Indonesia, Iran, Iraq, Kazakhstan, Singapore, Democratic People's Republic of Korea, and Thailand, which fought for champions' title for 12 numbers rowing. Indonesian team, which consists of 12 rowers, 6 male athletes and 6 female athletes, as well as 2 coaches, successfully won 3 gold medals, 1 silver medal and 2 bronze medals. Indonesian ambassador to Iran, Octavino Alimuddin, showed appreciation to Indonesian rowing team in Tehran on Sunday. Ambassador Octavino said that the Indonesian embassy in Tehran fully supports Indonesian athletes who participate in Paris Championship held in Iran. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Well, listener, our commentary today entitled "The Newly Ratified Regional Election Law Improves Democratic System in Regional Election." The revision of Law No. 8, 2015 on regional elections were passed on June 2, 2016. The law on regional election was revised in order to face the simultaneous regional elections 2017 and respond to some of the problems that occur in 2015 regional elections. However, the results of the revision of Law No. 8, 2015 on regional elections are still weak. The activists and legal observers view that the revised law on the election did not reflect the result of the evaluation of the 2015 elections. For example, matters related to lots of funds called political dowry required by regional candidates, which has not been regulated, though the political dowry has frequently occurred. In addition, another important point that is considered a weakness is related to the necessity of the General Election Commission and the General Election Supervisory Board to consult through a hearing with the Parliament in the regulation of the election before the regulation is applied. According to activists and political observers, these provisions undermine the principle of independence of the Election Commission and the Election Supervisory Body as an independent election management bodies. There are still some more points that make the revised Law No. 8, 2015 not considered satisfactory by many parties. Although there are still some issues to be resolved, the second revision of the law on regional election is clearly a step forward to improve the democratic system in the regional elections in Indonesia. Appreciation goes to the parliament and the government that had finally completed the lengthy discussion to revise Law No. 8, 2015 on Regional Head Election. With the passion of the revision Law No. 8, 2015 on Regional Elections, the Election Commission could initiate stages of the election in 2017. If the revision of Election Act has not been finished yet, it will certainly disturb the stages of the elections. As it is known that the General Election Commission has set the schedule for the implementation of the second phase of the simultaneous regional election on February 15, 2017, participated in by 101 provinces, regencies, and municipalities. Listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with the date of June 7, 1993. The National Human Rights Commission is formally established in Indonesia. The National Commission on Human Rights, or Komnas HAM in Indonesian language, is an independent institution in Indonesia which has equal level with other state agencies to implement the functions of the study, protection, research, education, monitoring, investigation, and mediation to issue of human rights. This commission was established on June 7, 1993 by a presidential decree, number 50, on the National Commission on Human Rights. The commission consists of a plenary session and some subcommittees. In addition, the commission has a secretariat general as a service element. On June 7, 1993, the then President of the Republic of Indonesia, Suharto, through a presidential decree, established the National Commission on Human Rights and, at the same time, appointed retired Supreme Court Chief Justice Ali Said to prepare the commission and elect its members. The President's decision is a follow-up of the recommendations of the Workshop on Human Rights initiated by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the United Nations held in Jakarta on January 22, 1991. 25 names, who are national figures, were appointed as members of the Commission. Let's switch to June 7, 1999. Indonesia held the first general elections in the reform era. General elections for the House of Representatives and the Regional Representatives Council, 1999, were held simultaneously on June 7, 1999, to elect members of the House of Representatives as well as members of the Regional Representative Council, which is Provincial and District Municipal Council, in Indonesia for 1999 to 2004 period. The election was the first held after the collapse of the New Order regime and also the last time followed by the province of East Timor. It was followed by 48 political parties, which covered almost the whole spectrum of political directions and was won by the Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle, PDIP. Last is from June 7, 2008, the opening of Euro 2008. UEFA Euro 2008, or better known as the Euro 2008, was held in Austria and Switzerland from June 7 to 29, 2008. This was the second time the European Cup was held in two host countries, having earlier in 2000 held in the Netherlands and Belgium. The final between Spain and Germany on June 29 was won by Spain 1-0 through a goal scored by Fernando Torres. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. The theme of today's Focus is Market Operations to Control Food Prices. Stay tuned in www.voi.co.id. As an effort to suppress the price of food, especially in the current fasting month until Idul Fitri Day or afterwards, the government is aggressively launching market operation. This is even targeted until December 2016. Minister of Agriculture Amran Sulaiman, while reviewing the cheap market operation in South Jakarta on Sunday, said that he wonders why the price of cooking oil is still high. In fact, the stock of cooking oil has currently reached 1.6 million tons, while the need is only 400,000 tons. Besides, beef prices are still expensive. Though there is already a supply from several production centers such as from East Nusa Tenggara province. Seeing the high price of beef, Agriculture Ministry has conducted market operations. As a result, the price of meat can be pressed down to 75,000 rupiah per kilogram. Minister Amran emphasized that to improve the supply chain and the stability of prices of basic commodities, the Ministry of Agriculture will conduct a massive market operation ahead of Idul Fitri Day next month. He added, after improving the regulation, infrastructure, and administration, he plans to control food imports and address the stock chain. In supply chain improvements, the Ministry of Agriculture has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the Ministry of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises so that farmer groups can collaborate with cooperatives and transportation services. By doing so, the supply chain of food produced by farmers can be efficient in reaching the consumers. Meanwhile, Vice Chairman of the People's Consultative Assembly, Hidayat Nur Wahid, as reported by Kompas, expects the government to intensify visits to traditional markets to monitor food prices during the fasting month and Idul Fitri 2016. In other countries, such as Malaysia, he said, during Ramadan and Idul Fitri Day, the government seeks to lower the prices of staples. Hidayat Nur Wahid also said that Indonesia must be able to handle the increase in food prices. He appreciates the decisive step of President Joko Widodo, who requested that the prices of staples should be cheaper to a reasonable price. Because if it is not ensured and maintained, people will worry about prices that keep on rising, especially during the days of approaching Idul Fitri. For beef prices, President Joko Widodo even had insisted that the price must be cheaper to 80,000 rupiah per kilogram. This is very good because the prices are now so unreasonable. Meanwhile, Vice Chairman of the Board of Representatives of Indonesia, Agus Hermanto, asked the government to seriously deal with the rise in prices of some staples during Ramadan month and Idul Fitri Day. He said in Jakarta on Monday that the government should seriously consider it, especially the Ministry of Trade, the Ministry of Industry, the Ministry of State-Owned Enterprises, and the Ministry of Agriculture. He said the rise in prices of basic needs also occurs in Lebaran every year, but not as high as now. For that, Agus Hermanto asked the government to take concrete steps to overcome it. On the other hand, Director of the National Logistics Agency Bulog, Jarod Kusumayakti, said in Jakarta on Friday that market operations of a number of foodstuffs continue to be done, but prices in the market remain high. Bulog, as one of the executors of the market operation, said the market operation has not been effective because the activity has only been running for several days. Prices cannot go down at once. He explained that the operation will affect the market, but still considering the health of the market. He pointed out the limitation in the distribution of rice. Indonesia has 7 centers of rice production, while the spreading should reach all the countries. Bulog has established a partnership with the private sectors to overcome barriers. but is also working on the optimization of bulk subsidiaries and cooperatives so the problem of affordability can be dealt with. Well, that was focused today on market operation to control food prices. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. Indonesian Defense Minister Riamisha Rachudu underlined the importance of having an intelligence body operating under his ministry. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan will visit Australia on Tuesday evening for Baltra meeting. National Police Deputy Chief Commissioner General Budi Gunawan said at the House of the Representatives Complex in Jakarta on Monday that he will respect the decision of President Joko Widodo in nominating a new National Police Chief to replace General Badrudin Haiti, who is set to retire on July 24th. Indonesian Investment Coordinating Board BKPN said that an Italian company that produces raw material for carpets has expressed an interest to invest in Indonesia and has prepared $20 billion US dollar of roughly 278 billion rupiah. The Regional Administrative Board of Indonesian Real Estate PDP Ray of Papua aims to build 5,500 houses in 2016, most of which are subsidized. State Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung said on Monday at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta that President Joko Widodo had instructed the National Development Planning Agency Bappenas and the Investment Coordinating Board BKPN to establish financing schemes or business plans for strategic projects. Indonesian rowing team took part in Asian Rowing Cup 1 2016, which was held on June 4 until 5, 2016 at Asadi Sport Complex, Tehran, Iran. The championship to be held every 2 years was participated in by 7 countries, namely Indonesia, Iran, Iraq, Kazakhstan, Singapore, Democratic People's Republic of Korea, and Thailand, which fought for champion title for 12 numbers rowing. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a great pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Bondowoso Regency, East Java Province. Stay tuned. Listener, rujak or salad is one of Indonesian traditional foods that is easily found in various regions. The food is made from various kinds of fruit or vegetables with extra peanut sauce or gravy. Because rujak is available in every region, so it has many variants such as rujak gobet. You can taste this type of rujak when visiting Bondowoso, East Java. It is a little bit different with salad in general that use fruits and vegetables, rujak gobet made of cassava. It is because Bondowoso is known as cassava production centers. Listener, rujak gobet, or also called rujak gubit, consisted of shredded cassava and cucumbers mixed with salad typical seasoning paste of Madura. Seasoning of rujak gobet just like a soup and gives a fresh sensation. This type of rujak more tasty when it mixed with pineapple and interesting colorful of fruits. The making process of rujak gobet need to be patient, since people who eat salad or rujak gobet will abdominal pain if the cassava is not cleaned completely. Listener, rujak gobet is more delicious in a cold. A variety of healthy fruits with a sweet taste, fresh and spicy. The food is easily found in various corners of Bondowoso City, East Java. Most peddlers sell the rujak gobet around the town or just in a special stall. The price is relatively cheap, only 5,000 to 10,000 rupiah per portion. As the cassava production centers and famous to rujak gobet, Bondowoso still has a variety of other culinaries made of cassava such as tape ngambeng. Tape ngambeng is a typical Bondowoso drink. This traditional drink is made of fermented cassava, lime, and sugar mixed into a dough. Lime water is used to make the fermented cassava. The taste is also very unique, especially if tape ngambeng is served cold. But you can order tape ngambeng added by ginger to warm up your body. The price of a glass of tape ngambeng is 5,000. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Rujak Gobet from Bondowoso. We will see you again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is berbuka puasa or in English, fast breaking. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice. You can follow after me. Berbuka puasa. Berbuka puasa. In English, fast breaking. Mengapa? Mengapa? Why? Kamu? Kamu? You? Terburu-buru. Terburu-buru. In a hurry. Saya? Saya, I, segera, segera, right away, pulang. Pulang, to go home. Karena, karena, because, menyiapkan, menyiapkan, to prepare. Teh, teh, tea. Manis, manis, sweet. Hangat, hangat, warm or hot. Kurma, kurma, dates. Makanan kecil, snacks. Mengganti, mengganti, to replace or recharge. Energi, energi, energy. Tubuh, tubuh, body. Kurang lebih, kurang lebih, more or less, 12 jam. 12 jam, 12 hours. Makan, makan, to eat. Minum, minum, to drink. Next is a conversation on berbuka puasa, or in English, fast breaking. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Mary and Nita at the office. Mengapa kamu tampak terburu-buru? Mengapa kamu tampak terburu-buru? In English, why are you in a hurry? Ya, saya harus segera pulang. Ya, saya harus segera pulang. Yes, I have to go home right away. Karena saya harus menyiapkan buka puasa di rumah. Karena saya harus menyiapkan buka puasa di rumah. Because I must prepare for the fast breaking at home. Apa yang harus kamu siapkan untuk buka puasa? Apa yang harus kamu siapkan untuk buka puasa? What do you have to prepare for fast breaking? Untuk berbuka puasa, biasanya saya menyiapkan teh manis hangat, kurma, kolak, atau makanan kecil lainnya. Untuk berbuka puasa, biasanya saya menyiapkan teh manis hangat, kurma, kolak, atau makanan kecil lainnya. For fast breaking, usually I prepare sweet hot tea, dates, kolak, or other snacks. Mengapa harus makanan atau minuman yang manis? Mengapa harus makanan atau minuman yang manis? Why sweet food and beverages? Untuk mengganti energi tubuh kita setelah kurang lebih 12 jam tidak makan dan minum. Untuk mengganti energi tubuh kita setelah kurang lebih 12 jam tidak makan dan minum. To recharge energy in our body after more or less 12-hour fasting with no food nor drink. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic, sampai berjumpa lagi.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we'll introduce an Indonesian pop singer, Rosa. The owner of an original name, Sri Rosa Roslina Handayani, or popularly called Rosa, beginning to be known after she released the first album entitled Nada Nada Cinta in 1996. Then she is getting more famous in the Indonesian music industry. Listener, to initiate today's regular music corner, let us listen to Rosa's religious single song entitled Ayat Ayat Cinta.
Desir pasir di padang tandus, segar sang pemikiran hati, terkisahku di antara cinta yang rumit.
Listener, the single Ayat-Ayat Cinta was released in 2007. The song was the original soundtrack of a film with the same title, Ayat-Ayat Cinta. The movie was taken from the bestseller novel, the work of Habibur Rahman al-Sirazi. The movie was set the location in Egypt. Like the story of the film Ayat-Ayat Cinta, the song tells about complicated love story, the love that should be divided into another heart. The song was dedicated nicely by Rosa so that the song achieved Platinum Award in March 2008. At that time, the song became a nomination of the Best Film Soundtrack in the Indonesian Movie Award 2008 and brought Rosa as the Best Foreign Singer at the Music Industry Award in Malaysia for the second time. Well, listener, before we continue any further, I will invite you to listen another song from Rosa entitled Hijrah Cinta. Happy listening.
Detik menit diriku bernafas, ada gelombang menggerak memaksaku menghentikan semua. Ku hentikan kegilaan ini.
Listener, the song Hijrah Cinta is one of some religious songs of Rosa. It was the first single in an album Love, Life and Music, which was released in 2014 and became the soundtrack of a film with the same title, Hijrah Cinta. The film tells about the life story of an Indonesian Muslim figure, the late Jeffrey Al-Bukhari. Listener, the talent of Rosa in an entertainment world is actually proven well. Along her career, Rosa has sold more than 5 million Indonesian albums and also outside the country. Rosa's albums have also penetrated the music market of Southeast Asia. Even the album Love, Life and Music was sold out in Japan. The album entitled The Best of Rosa 2011, which consisted of 14 Rosa's best songs, has been one of long-lasting top albums in Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude today's music corner, let's listen to the last two songs by Rosa, entitled Takkan Berpaling Darimu and takdir cinta. Enjoy the songs. See you and sampai jumpa.
Bersihkan wajahnya dari bintang-bintang dan mulai turun setetes air langit dari tubuhnya. Tanpa sadar nikmatnya alam karena kuasamu yang takkan habis sampai di akhir waktu perjalanan ini. Terima kasihku padamu Tuhanku, tak mungkin dapat terlukis oleh kata-kata, hanya dirimu yang tahu besar rasa cintaku padamu.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Kututup mataku dari semua pandanganku bila melihat matamu. Ku yakin ada cinta ketu.
tulusan hati yang mengalir lembut. Penguasa
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Hanyalah
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Desir pasir di padang tandus, segar sang pemikiran hati, terkisahku di antara cinta yang rumi. Bila keyakinanku datang,
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.